Hey guys, welcome back to Off Topic with Caitlin
and Linnea.
And today we once again have Linnea's sister on the podcast with us.
Whoop, whoop.
Hi.
Welcome back.
Introduce me again.
Welcome back. And so today's topic, we're going to be talking about how we are walking faithfully with the Lord and kind of just growing our relationship with him as well, and how we've each done it, in our own walks. Not every single walk is the same. So we are just going to kind of talk how we've both grown and walked faithfully with the Lord.
All right, guys, let's get off topic.
Hey guys, welcome back to another episode. As I said in the intro, Linnea's sister Jocelyn is back on another episode with us. She did our last episode with us. She's kind of talking about her testimony and just kind of how she created her own relationship with the Lord. And this episode, we're going to be talking about our own walks with the Lord and how we've kind of, you know, walked with him faithfully and grown our relationship with him ourselves. And so, Linnea, do you want to start off?
Yeah, I was going to say some things that I was actually talking to one of my really good friends, Lex, last night about was letting go and asking God for peace. Because there's just been a lot of things in my life lately where I've been really feeling, I don't know, just kind of fearful about the future, about future situations or what my life's going to look like. And she was talking to me and she was saying, like, I know that this is scary for you, but you can't hold on to something because if you never let it go, you're never giving it to God.
Who's someone just growled?
My throat.
But she was saying if, like, you never let it go, you're never going to give it to God, and that's, like, being selfish. And that kind of hit me hard because I was like, oh, like, I'm really holding on to this thing and I'm letting it kind of take captive my thoughts rather than letting God take my fearfulness and my anxiety about it. And so that's something that, I don't know, like something I've been growing in, especially as of like the last couple months. There's just been a lot of, I don't know, I would just say like eye-opening things that the Lord has revealed to me, especially when it comes to like what I need to be trusting in him more versus relying on myself more. And another thing that I've been growing in is just talking about with a lot of my friends, it's been a lot of verbal processing lately, but just like what I've been going through is just that hurt from your past doesn't define your future, and God is going to protect you from things that you can't see. And so that's something that's really been on my heart lately, thinking about what I want to do as a career, and just thinking about ministry and how, you know, sometimes in the church you've been hurt by people or there's things that happen, and how, like, you can't let that hurt define who you are. And that's something that the Lord has been definitely putting on my heart, especially now in this time of where I am in life. And so, I don't know, I would just say that's something that I've been trying to grow in trying to be more reliant on Christ rather than relying on myself to satisfy my own desires.
Yeah. Something that I think that I've been kind of learning a lot lately when it comes to like walking faithfully with him is, like, for me, it's not necessarily like reading my Bible every single day. It's like everything that I do, I try to always have him in the back of my mind when I'm making those decisions. Mm-hmm. And so, like, when I'm thinking of something and I am reacting to things, and you know, I try and think in the back of my head, like, how should I deal with this? Not how do I want to necessarily, because I mean, I think feelings can tend to drive us to how we react to things.
Yeah.
And when we do that, it tends to kind of like it makes us react in ways that we don't really want to, or, you know, like, mm-hmm. you know, it's not really reflecting Christ. And so I think, like, a lot of the time I just try to keep in the back of my mind, like, how can I reflect Christ through this, and mm-hmm. how the way I'm reacting. I mean, it's not even just like the big things and like big decisions. It's like when Linnea and I have like deep conversations, or like even like when I'm upset with Brennan or something like that, and like, or if something hard comes up, you know, just like how I'm reacting towards this is just like, I want to do it in a way that reflects Christ and not necessarily like something that reflects me almost, mm-hmm. you know, like just as like, you know, being human, like it's hard, but I also, I'm not here for myself. Mm. I think we kind of were talking about it in the last episode, but like we're here to lift others up to God and not necessarily just for God. And so I think by like reflecting Him through myself and the things that I do is such a important part because, you know, it's reflecting who He is. So then it shows it to other people and, right. you know, like shows the kindness. And I'm not perfect. So like, obviously, like, I'm not going to react perfectly every single time. And some, I'm not even going to know how to react perfectly in those moments, even mm-hmm. if I'm trying my best to, like, react in the way that He would.
But having that mindset of, like, it's like the What Would Jesus Do bracelet. Yeah. And it's like He would love first. And kind of having that, I know it sounds so cliche and so Christianese, but it's like, it's okay to have that it's as, like,
also like
the mindset.
It's so much better reacting in that way, in a way, instead of a way that you're going to regret later on. Exactly. Like, just, like, giving into that anger or, like, fear or anything like that. And, like, just giving into that. Like, if Brennan does something that makes me upset or, like, if you do something that annoys me or, you know. So, like, instead of reacting in the way that I'm feeling, mm-hmm. I'm reacting in the way that, like, God would want me to. Mm. And, I mean, I'm still working on that, but that's something that I kind of feel like I've been trying to do by, like, following Him faithfully because, I mean, for me, it's so being in college, working a job, hanging out with Linnea, doing this, hanging out with Brennan, like, you know, being so busy all the time and so go, 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 like, sitting down and reading, mm-hmm. specifically the Bible, it can be hard sometimes. So, like, whether it's that or something else, I try to incorporate Him in the way that, like, you know, that.
Mm-hmm. Kind of like living out as the light of Christ that God mm-hmm. wants you to be and reacting in a way. So it's like just because you can't really get into your Bible every day or you struggle to, it doesn't make you less than a Christian, but now you're also applying
finding different
things
ways to
live out Christ.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
I think that's a really good point. And I like that you mentioned that, like finding different ways to like allow God to be mm-hmm. like a part of your daily life and, doing that practically, because I think for me, one of the ways that I've been trying to do that recently, and I've kind of talked to some of my friends about this too, is like during work, when I'm working, especially like at home, like I'll try to play worship music more to allow, I don't know, just to allow God to have more time within my work day instead mm-hmm. of
filling your day
being
with Him.
So stressed with work and yeah. like letting that be like a hyper focus and just allowing the busyness of just work stuff and all of that to mm-hmm. Shift focus and allow God to have more space in, I don't know, in ways that
it's like you're giving Him your time
yeah.
instead of God the asking you for time.
Especially yeah. when you feel like you don't have enough time to do stuff like
yeah.
that.
I yeah. feel like sometimes, like we were talking this before we even started recording, is that when we think about what does it look like to walk faithfully with God, sometimes people make it like this. This is how you can follow the three steps of how
yeah,
to be a perfect Christian.
This is how
Christian.
You have to do it. And if mm-hmm. you don't do it this way, you're doing it wrong.
Right. And so one thing that's so beautiful about Christianity and having a like a faithful relationship with the Lord is that He's going to come and reach you where you can't reach to Him sometimes when you're at your lowest or when you're struggling in certain spots or where you feel lonely or depressed or, you know, sometimes it's even when you're at like the peak moments in your life, sometimes you just don't know where to go when it comes to like, okay, what do I do next? But the thing is like the relationship with God, He's also so much more faithful to you than you can be to Him. And that's such a beautiful thing of like, this is the best that I can give right now, Lord, and I want to honor You with what I'm doing. Like what Caitlin said is like, it's harder for her to get into the Word every single day, but she wants to live out and show that her actions show that she loves God and how can she react. And for me, it's like, I want to start giving up more of my fears and anxiety about what I can't control because all that it's doing right now is it's making me emotionally drained and it's making me frustrated mm-hmm. and like, Jocelyn being able to take time to fill up her days with worship music and being able to let that wash over her mindset. And, like, I feel like when it comes to, like, music and stuff, even I've noticed it more, is, like, the more you listen to worship music, I feel like the more encouraged I am, mm-hmm. versus, like, just listening to regular music. Because mm-hmm. it's, like, there's a difference of, when, like, you really, purpose in it.
When you really listen to it, it's, like, you're, like, wow. It's, like, it's a realization in a way. And I'm, like, when I start to pay attention to the actual music that I'm listening to, it's, like, I'm, like, wow. Like, I don't have to go through this alone, you know. All the different things that these worship songs are telling us, it's, like, I mean, a lot of the times I listen to, like, more pop music because of the way that it sounds or something mm-hmm. like that, and the tune of it and stuff. And yeah. so, like, actually paying attention to, like, the lyrics and everything like that and, like, taking it in. I mean, it's just another – it's another way of filling your day with the Lord and reminding yourself that, like, no matter what you're doing or where you are, of who He is and what that means too, mm-hmm. like, you know. And I think that's why I think music is such, like, a beautiful thing, because you can be listening to it at any time of the day, and it's just like that little reminder of, like, mm-hmm. hey, you're not alone, like, God's got you in this situation and He's still good no matter what. And mm-hmm. and there's so many different types of worship music out there that's, like, telling you different things. And I think it's the best when, like, you'll be playing Shuffle Play or something, and mm-hmm. then all of a sudden, like, the song that, like, resonates perfectly with what you're dealing with in that moment pops up, and you're like, oh, my gosh.
Yeah.
Hey.
One thing that I have also noticed that I have been growing in is, or helping me grow in, is being able to listen to podcasts, Christian podcasts, like, obviously, we have one, and sometimes it's fun. Like, I'll go back and listen to our episodes, especially the ones from the beginning of, like, when Caitlin and I first started. It is insane to me, like, how much we've grown as, like, individuals. And I'm just like, holy smokes. Like, I was struggling, or Caitlin and I were going through something, and God just, like, totally changed it to where we are now. And that's something that's been really encouraging for me. And, like, I want to be able to be faithful to the Lord. And when I can't, like, be in a community, like what we talked about in our last episode, sometimes it's nice, like, as silly as it sounds, it feels like sometimes the people who are podcasting are, like, my friends. Or I can just listen to them and they're encouraging me, even though they might not know me personally. But their mm-hmm. testimony about what they're talking about for that topic of the week is, like, oh my gosh, that's exactly what I needed to hear. And that's another thing that I think has benefited me personally in my, like, walk with the Lord, and how I try to be faithful to Him, is by pouring, like, good things into my heart and, like, listening to things and filling myself up with things that are benefiting me, if that makes sense.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Something else that I think that I've been doing a lot is I try to either read my Bible or my book, my faith-based book or a devotional or something before I go to bed.
Mm-hmm.
Sometimes it's not even that. Sometimes, like, it's the verse of the day, just something. So, like, mm-hmm. I can mm-hmm. go to bed thinking about that. And so, like, if there's something else going on in my life, I can fill my thoughts with that before going to bed. Mm-hmm. And, like, I think that's kind of helped me also, like, rest a little bit easier, because I'm not sitting there, like, super anxious because I'm thinking about what I just read. And instead of playing, like, every single night I play, like, a game before I go to bed, and instead of doing that, I've been trying to, like, read my Bible or a book or something, because then I'm getting something out of it mm-hmm. instead of, like, just playing a mindless, stupid game that's mm-hmm. stressing me out because mm-hmm. I can't beat the level. Or, like, I mean, it's even just, like, you know, I've never been able to do this because I'm not a big morning person, but, like, even just reading your Bible in the morning, because mm-hmm. that starts you off in such a better mood, and, like, you're able to think about the things that you read that morning and take into account for whatever it is that you're doing or going through that day. And I mm-hmm. think that that's something that can be so helpful.
Mm-hmm.
Like I said, I'm not a morning person, so I do it at nighttime.
Yeah.
But, like, either yeah. way, like, even in the morning, I'll still wake up and think about what I read last night.
Yeah.
And I think that that's such a good way to, like, just incorporate it in your day and mm-hmm. like, to help get you through whatever it is. Because, I mean, sometimes the amount of times that I've been reading my Bible or a book or a devotional, and it had to do with whatever I had either gone through that day mm-hmm. or, like, something that I would later go on and deal with during that day, And it's just insane. It just shows, like, how good, like, mm-hmm. God is and gives you what you need when you need it.
That's mm-hmm. kind of one thing, like, that's one thing that I've noticed, like, being in a relationship now is Nathaniel and I both want to honor the Lord with our relationship, but also personally. And so one thing, like, we've kind of set a goal of doing is, like, picking a new Bible verse for each week. Mm-hmm. And so that's something that it's, like, it's a small thing, but it's been really encouraging for me because then I, like, I can go back and look at the Bible verse of the week and say, like, the one that I chose for this week was Psalms 23:1-3. And it says, "The Lord's my shepherd, I lack nothing. He makes me lie down in green pastures. He leads me beside quiet waters. He refreshes my soul. He guides me along the right path for his name's sake." And so, like, and then we give a little encouraging thing. And I was like, well, this, like, this reminds me that he refreshes my soul, and that what people say about me or what people have to say about what I'm doing or my goal or my careers or whatever my career goal, sorry, like things that what I do with my life, it doesn't really matter because what God says about me is refreshing. Like, it's refreshing to the soul. And so that's something that I've really enjoyed within, like, the last 2 months. We kind of set this goal of, like, we go back and forth each week getting to set the new Bible verse and then let that be something that we think about during the week instead of just, okay, how can I pray for you? Okay, I'll pray here and there. But, like, it's kind of, we know, okay, you pick it this week and this is what it is. Why was it encouraging? You're giving thought
about it
too. Right. And then it's also, like, personally encouraging for myself, but we can also be encouraging each other mm-hmm. in a relationship.
I think that's really good. And one way that I've also been trying to be more intentional, I haven't been so great with it the past couple weeks, but I have been trying to be more intentional in my quiet time with God. And I used to be more disciplined in the mornings, and I would wake up earlier and spend like 30 minutes to an hour, because I really, like, depending on what I'm going through, I just finished going through most of Paul's letters, and now I'm in James, which has been really good.
I love the book James.
Mm-hmm, it's been really good. But I have been working towards being more consistent in my study time, because I really like to kind of break down each passage and really go in depth with annotating and
just, you kind of like dissect,
but just like dissecting scripture and kind of just seeing how,
understanding kind of like what it means. Mm-hmm. Yeah, no, I do that too.
Understanding the context of the passage and kind of what's going on and how the Lord's speaking to me through that,
mm-hmm.
Which is really good. And I want to work more towards building up that time again and spending more time in the Word, because I definitely notice a difference when, like earlier this week, when I was not in the Word as much and I was feeling
grumpy. No, just kidding.
Yeah.
Like verbally today, abusive.
We're just kidding.
This but just like today when I was feeling upset about work stuff and just feeling kind of depressed and anxious and stressed out, and I realized, oh, have I made time for God today?
Mm-hmm.
No.
And you can see, you can like clearly feel it and see mm-hmm. it in your life. And like, that's like,
yeah, when I don't allow God to have that space in my life and
when
to
you don't give God the time he gave you.
Yeah. And when, and I just don't allow him to have that presence in my life, and I kind of allow like life to kind of let it happen and not really think about it that much.
Yeah. Well, I mean,
it's definitely more stressful, and I get more anxious, and there's definitely a difference.
Yeah, no, that kind of like, that's something that when I'm doing that, I try and turn my phone on, do not disturb, and like not get distracted by everything around me. And mm-hmm. really, like, that's something that I've been trying to work on too, is that when I do those studies and stuff mm-hmm. like that, is like making sure that like my focus is on that mm-hmm. and not everything else going on in my life and stuff like that, because it's so easy to do that, especially like with technology or like, you know, just being in a house with a bunch of people that are living in it. Mm-hmm. So it's like there's so much going on around you, and like, I mean, like, let's say like if my parents were making dinner or something, they told me dinner was ready, like, I mean, we don't sit at the table and eat together or anything, but, like, mm-hmm. you know, I wouldn't instantly go out and get the food right then and there. Like, I'd finish what I was doing and mm-hmm. try and give God my undivided attention mm-hmm. as opposed to, like, having my phone on and seeing a notification and checking mm-hmm. it or, yeah. like, yeah. you know, seeing something else around my room or, like, thinking about something I have to do later on in the day. Like, mm-hmm. that's something that I've definitely been trying to work on is, like, when I'm doing those studies is to, like, actually take something out of it and not just do it because I have to or it makes me just feel better. Exactly. And I think that's – I feel like so many people do that nowadays where it's like, oh, in order to be a good Christian and, mm-hmm. like, stuff like that, I have to do this. So mm-hmm. I'm going to do this. I'll get it over with and blah, blah, blah. Mm-hmm. And, like – or, like, I mean, there were times where I would get distracted – and never come back and finish what I was doing. And so, excuse me, I would never be able to get what I needed to out of that or what God wanted me to get out of that mm-hmm. because he didn't have my undivided attention.
Mm-hmm. One thing that I've been, like, thinking about, too, is my friend Sav and I, we've been going through this book together and just being able to, like, we're supposed to read, like, 10 pages every day. And so keeping that consistency of, like, spending time doing something to benefit you mm-hmm. is always, like, it's so rewarding, even if it's something small. If it's 10 minutes listening to worship music on your way to work, if it's, you know, reading your Bible in the morning, if it's listening to a podcast, if it's reading, like, a devotional or something, it's still, like, you're putting in the effort to reach out to God and, like, ask him for your day. Like, sorry, that didn't make sense. It's still giving God the opportunity to speak to you, even if it's not, like, specifically through scripture. Like, spending time in prayer mm-hmm. is, like, something that I've been trying to do more and, like, praying for my friends. Like, mm-hmm. the other day, I woke up, and I just woke up with a lot of joy. It was sunny, so that's probably why. But it was, like, sunny and warm.
Michigan serotonin.
Yeah, it's so nice. And so since the weather's been getting better, it's just given me a lot more joy. But, like, mm-hmm. when it is more, like, gross and, like, rainy and snowy out, it's like,
yeah.
oh. But I'm trying to choose more joy and, like, be more active in my prayer life. And so I was able to just take some time in the morning and I just prayed for my friends. And that was, like, mm-hmm. something, it was, like, kind of nice being able to, like, have a prompted prayer of just, like, Lord, I just pray that you'll bless my friends. And I specifically prayed that he would let my friends encounter somebody so that they can share the love of Christ with people. Mm-hmm. And then I texted a couple of my, like, good camp friends and just, like, hey, just wanted to let you know I've been praying for you and, like, this is what the Lord put on my heart. Mm-hmm. And one of my friends got back to me and it was really sweet. She was like, hey, thank you so much. Like, I really appreciate you blessing me with that. It was funny enough, I was able to talk to a freshman about, like, getting involved with this and this. And I was just like, mm-hmm. that's so cool that, like, I was able to pray for her or, like, pray in general for my friends. And mm-hmm. she was able to encounter somebody and, like, show them light of Christ. And one other thing that has been really on my heart lately and, like, I've been talking to my friend about a lot, my friend Lexi and I were talking about this the other night. And she texted me this. She was like, just because something is inconvenient for us doesn't mean it is for God. And I was like, whoa. That kind of, like, hit me hard of thinking about something might be so inconvenient for you, like, what it feels like to be inconvenient. Like, Lord, I am not doing that. Like, I have no desire. I do not want to do that. That's out of my comfort zone. Mm-hmm. Like, I don't feel okay doing this. Like, I'm just, like, having, like, fear and anxiety wash mm-hmm. over you rather than, like, faithfulness. Like, I'm ready to take a step mm-hmm. of faith. Like, kind of what you're talking about in the last episode.
Kind of, like, submitting to that and just kind of approaching it with open hands.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Because it's, like, it might seem, like, so inconvenient. Like, of all things, Lord, that you wanted to put in my life, why would it be this? But instead of coming at it with a mindset of, like, this is so not fun for me. Mm-hmm. Think of it as, like, okay, like, Lord, you're giving me an opportunity to be faithful to you, to give you my word so I don't lash out and say something stupid, so that I can be a faithful servant to you. And just because this position where I'm at is inconvenient for me doesn't mean it's going to be inconvenient for you. Mm-hmm. And, like, kind of giving God the space, like, what we're talking about is, like, giving God the time and, like, space to come and meet us where we are. But that's something that I really have been wanting to work on and, like, trying to walk more in faithfulness when it comes to the things that I see as, like, I'm afraid about mm-hmm. and giving that to him and letting him, like, take control of that and seeing how he can use it for his good mm-hmm. rather than me being selfish with what I want to do.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I think that's really good. And that's also something I've been working on and learning. especially when it comes to, like, submitting to God's will for me and just being, like, faithful in my walk with him and what that looks like practically. I feel like one thing that I have really been trying to do and I've been recognizing lately is, like, I desire control a lot of the time.
Yeah,
and
same.
I'm starting to think that it's, like, a woman thing because, like...
yeah, but, like, I used to really struggle with this more and, like, having a desire for control and, like, wanting to know exactly what my future looks like and not kind of, like, where I'm at right now. Like, I still have a job and I'm still figuring out what my life is going to look like and what I...
Kind of like what you want to do.
Want to do, yeah. But I've been slowly just trying to, like, surrender that more to God and be submissive with that and just approaching it with open hands. Like, I know the one who created the heavens and the earth, the one who knows me personally. He knows in the beginning what's happening now, what'll happen in the future, and what will happen in the end. What are you going to gain by worrying so much about what's going on right now? And so one thing I've just been trying to, like, remind myself of is, like, God has everything in control. Like, I have this relationship with the Creator who cares so deeply about me and desires to give me good things. And
he, like, he knows the desires of your heart.
He knows the desires of my heart. And I believe that he desires to give us good things. And just being willing to trust God with all of that and submit that to him and trust in his timing.
I think another thing that has, like, that goes along with that is thinking about how anything can be used for God's glory. And even if it's, like, something that you're like, I have no idea if this is going to actually be good for me or if I know what I'm doing, like, there's so many different situations that God can lead you through, and it can still be glorifying to him. And it just because it seems like it's scary for you and, like, you do not know and it's, like, the unknown, it does not mean that God doesn't have a special place for you in that moment. And, like, that's another thing is, like, being able to rely on him for that, like, satisfaction and knowing that, like, he knows your future and you don't. It's scary because we all kind of have a desire of, like, what am I supposed to do in life? What is my purpose? What is my goal? Blah, 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 blah. And I think, like, even non-Christians feel like that. Like, what am I doing? I'm a good person, but what am I doing in my life? And so I think being able to have, like, that mindset of trusting in the Lord, because that goes along with faithfulness, is like, Lord, I have faith that you're going to provide for me. I have faith that you're going to provide for me financially. Oh, dear Lord, please provide financially. That's where I'm at right now. But it's just like, it's so cool knowing that anything that we're going through right now can be used for his glory. And that it's not like, just because it's hard for us doesn't mean it's not going to be, like, good for the kingdom.
Yeah. And what I had wanted to mention before the quote was, what does success look like? Success is obedience in God's timing. And so that's something I've always just tried to remind myself of, like, not basing my success or where I'm at in life based on, like, human standards, like,
worldly standards.
Yeah, worldly standards. Just remembering I need to surrender, like, my fears, my anxieties to God, and just reminding myself that what he has planned for me will happen in his timing, and I just need to continue to submit to him daily and discern his will and just listen. One thing I've also been learning lately is just also discerning God's voice and just learning what that looks like.
Discernment is such a beautiful thing to learn as a Christian. It's definitely hard because it's
hard.
Like, I don't know if this is me, the Holy Spirit, or God speaking. But
I know, and taking your thoughts captive.
No color ID.
Yeah, that's another thing we could talk about another time. But
yeah, no, I think, like, kind of like wrapping up this episode, I feel like something that the more or less the main point I want people to take away is like walking with God and being faithful. There's no script. There's no bullet points that you're supposed to be checking off or anything like that. Like, it's not simply reading your Bible, going to church, mm-hmm. you know, just straight up only listening to worship music all the time. You know, it's not one thing, and it's not something that you have to, like...
It's not a one-way ticket to
exactly.
heaven.
Exactly. It's not like that. And, like, God has given us so many different options mm-hmm. for a reason so that they can work with us. Mm-hmm. And, like, understanding that, like, the way Linnea is faithful to God and walks with him, and the way that Jocelyn walks with God and is faithful to him isn't going to be the same, but that doesn't make it any less. And I think that's just, like, something we've talked about similar in a lot of our other episodes and stuff, but like this is like also important because like your walk with God and the way that you follow him is not going to be the same as anyone else mm-hmm. and you have to do it in a way that works best for you
because mm-hmm. it's a personal relationship. It's exactly. not a universal relationship.
Exactly. And that's what's so beautiful about, you know, being a Christian, it's just you and God. But it also can be, I mean, obviously there's different times when you become married and stuff like that. Then it's, you have a relationship with your spouse and God, mm-hmm. and you have your own individual mm-hmm. relationship as well. But, like, I just think that's so beautiful that it's just you and him. It's not you and the world, you know?
Right.
He listens to you. He's not, you know... I think sometimes, as humans, we tend to, like, tune people out while we're listening to them, but it doesn't do that to you, so.
But I think that's really good, and I think it's also important to just have that heart posture also of just being willing to come to God with open hands and mm-hmm. being willing to give him your yes, even though you might not know what that looks like yet or what mm-hmm. he has in store for you, just coming with a willing heart, a willing and servant heart, just right. ready to serve in whatever capacity that might look like.
Mm-hmm. 'Cause obedience is scary. And mm-hmm. obedience, like, 'cause there's consequences when you don't obey. It's like, we all know growing up, we all got in trouble. It's like, mom mm-hmm. and dad say, don't do this. And guess what? If you do it, you know, you're going to get a spank on the butt. Or you're going to go in the timeout.
The difference with that, it's like, you know, you have to remember, like, it's not because they want to hurt you, and it's mm-hmm. the same thing with God. It's not because he wants to hurt you and cause you pain. Mm-hmm. It's just because he can't just give you something after he just told right. you not to do this, because it's, like, that's the whole point of, like, how God created the world and everything. Mm-hmm. Like, he doesn't want us to be a bunch of robots, you know, mm-hmm. just, you know, having no emotion, no relationship, all that stuff. Like, he did that for a reason, so we can create our own thing. But, like, if you don't make the right choice mm-hmm. because you don't want to listen to him, it's not going to take you down the path that he has for you. And so right. it has nothing to do with, like, God wanting to hurt us. It has everything to do with, like...
He wants to protect us, and mm-hmm. he wants to keep us safe from, like...
Exactly.
From, like temptations and, like, mm-hmm. sinful things that, obviously, like, Satan puts into the world. But I think kind of just, like, ending this episode, just talking about, like, what we've been able to today is knowing that God is there for you regardless of where you are, and that... One thing, I think the last thing that I want to share that stood out to me is that scripture can be super encouraging to you in so many different ways. And, like, what Caitlin was saying is, like, there's not a rule book of how you can live your life, but of, like, the perfect, how to be a perfect Christian type thing. Like, how to walk in faithfulness, 3 steps, you know what I mean? It's not a guidebook, but the thing is, like, that's beautiful about scripture and about the Bible is that it's clearly written, like, from the Lord. And he's given us these verses and chapters and so many, like, testimonies from so many different people that it's, like, what they did and how they grew in their relationship with God.
It's different from others, too.
Right, and there's so many different stories, but it all shows God's faithfulness.
It shows how they were able to follow in what God had for them and end up being in the Lord's presence.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. And how they and how they were able to walk faithfully even when they were fearful. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Anything else you guys want to share? No?
No. All right, guys, thank you so much for listening today, and thank you, Jocelyn, for coming on again.
Yay!
Thanks for having me.
And we hope that you guys are able to enjoy this episode and take something out of it. And yeah.
All right, guys.
Bye. Bye.